Hello, and welcome to Starcase Certifications segment, But Do You Know? I'm your host, Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg, a Kashrus administrator at Starcase. Today, we are going to meet Chani. Chani will be shopping for enough honey to last her large family until the end of the year. Before she goes shopping at her favorite wholesale club, let's make sure she knows what she needs to be an informed kosher consumer. Chani, do you know that you can buy that huge jar of honey at that great price, even though there is no kosher symbol on the label? Even though a bee is a non-kosher species and honey is derived from a bee, all 100% pure honey is permissible. Why is this? And if honey is kosher, are all products manufactured by the bee, such as royal jelly, beeswax, bee venom, and propolis, also kosher? Well, Chani, according to the Gemara, honey is kosher since it is not a secretion from the bee. The bee functions only as a carrier and facilitator. Honey is kosher nectar, which enters the honey sac, is transformed into honey, and placed into the honeycomb, retaining its kosher status throughout the transformation. So, 100% pure honey, whether from Montana, North Dakota, or any state or country, is kosher and does not require a hechsher, a kosher symbol. Do you know that there are still two important issues that the kosher consumer must bear in mind when purchasing honey? Honey is usually described by the flower from which the bees draw the nectar. The most popular variety of honey, clover honey, is honey that the bees have processed from the nectar of the clover leaf. Orange honey is nectar that originates from orange groves, where the bees have sucked the nectar from orange bushes and transformed it into honey. However, there are some companies who flavor their honey with an orange flavor and call it orange honey. This orange-flavored honey would require a reliable kosher symbol, since flavors can be composed of various non-kosher ingredients. One should always check the label carefully to verify that the product is 100% pure honey with no flavors added. The second issue, Chani, relates to the use of pure honey on Pesach. Potentially, honey can be mixed with additives, such as corn syrup. Corn syrup is a sweetener which is derived from corn, a legume, and may not be used on Pesach by Ashkenazim. Some honey producers have been found to mix the inexpensive corn syrup into honey and illegally label and sell it as pure honey, without any mention of this almost undetectable filler. Although this practice is the exception, one should nevertheless only purchase pure honey for Pesach with a reliable Pesedik Hechsher. This problem does not impact the use of honey during the rest of the year. Chani, regarding our last question about the kashrus of other important bee products like propolis, bee pollen, royal jelly, bee venom, and beeswax, it's probably best if you call the Starcase hotline 410-484-4110 or visit our website www.star-k.org and read our archived article, To Be or Not to Be, a Kashrus Guide to Honey and Other Bee Derivatives, to find out these more complicated answers. For now, consider yourself Starcase informed. Until next time, take care.